You may have heard of his case back in mid-March. The Washington State emergency room doctor who had developed a case of COVID-19 so serious, he was on life support. He was only in his 40s. It was a grim warning of the dangers to American healthcare workers. But now some good news. Dr. Ryan Padgett beat the odds for COVID-19 patients who get that sick. NPR's Martin Kosty talked to him about his experience and joins us now. Hey, Martin.
Hi.
So tell us a little more about Dr. Padgett's case. Did he get sick at work?
Most likely he did, yeah. He works for Evergreen Health Hospital in suburban Seattle. And you may recall from the early days of all this, that was the hospital that saw the first known deaths from COVID-19 right at the end of February. We think he was one of the first American healthcare workers to get this kind of serious case of this. And it was on the minds of a lot of healthcare workers during March when the news spread. They didn't know his name necessarily, but they'd heard of this, you know, relatively young, healthy doctor who found himself clinging to life. But I talked to him yesterday. And he recalled that whole period, that whole cycle for him, and how fast his physical decline was at first. He started out with a headache and soreness right around March 9th. And within a couple of days, he's in the hospital on the phone with his fiancée trying to tie up some loose ends.
I have no personal recollection, but evidently I told her where some important documents were just in case. And the next memory I had was about 16 days later, waking up at Swedish Hospital.
That Swedish hospital near downtown Seattle. He was transferred to a different hospital while he was unconscious.
My goodness. Can you give us a little more detail on how bad things got for him?
Pretty bad. He was probably a day or two away from death. During that time, he was on a ventilator. His organs were failing. That's why he was transferred to a hospital that had this extreme form of life support called ECMO. It's basically a way to oxygenate the blood, bypassing the lungs. It's a desperation measure, but the doctors there thought that that did buy them some valuable time, and he thinks it saved his life.
I am so thankful they recognize that there's an X factor in my illness. I not only had this viral illness, but that my immune system had caught this wildfire, this cytokine storm.
The cytokine storm, you may have heard of that, is this overreaction by the immune system, which in some cases may cause death because the immune system is raging against the virus, damaging major organs, and especially for a younger, healthier person, it's a real factor.
Wait, so how, in this case, did they counter that immune system storm?
Well, the doctors at Swedish used a drug that suppresses the immune system. It's usually used for things like rheumatoid arthritis and some forms of cancer. And some hospitals have been using this, experimenting really with this category of drugs in some of these cases of extremely serious COVID-19.
So could those drugs help other people who've been infected with the coronavirus?
Well, his doctors, they use the word promising, but they also caution that this was just one or two cases so far where they've used it, apparently with some success. They're now part of a broader, more formal clinical study of this approach that's happening. It should also be pointed out here that Dr. Padgett was really lucky to get some cutting-edge care. These ECMO machines, for instance, are a lot less common than ventilators. And what really struck him, he said, is how fast things seem to be changing in terms of how this disease is tackled. Just in the time he was unconscious, he says, the attitude of his colleagues changed from the time he went in to when he came out.
So how's Dr. Padgett doing now?
Well, he's back home in Seattle, recovering his strength. He may have some long-term organ damage he doesn't know yet, but he says the whole thing changes his perspective. His wedding date was postponed, and he says that, frankly, no big deal. This changes everything.
That is NPR's Martin Kosty. Thank you, Martin.
You're welcome.